When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Term supply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3532. Today we're going to talk about some news that's been out for about a week. The fact that the Mandalorian and Grogu movie is going to be the recipient of a record number of tax credits from the state of California for filming entirely or almost entirely in California. But the news story is basically kind of burying the lead, which is that to qualify for this tax credit, they would have had to submit a screenplay and a full production schedule for the movie. So all of those things actually exist right now. We'll talk about the whole thing here. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you so much to all the patrons who help make this daily dose of Star Wars joy possible through their support at patreon.com/SW7X7, and you can be a part of that too. So we're going to talk about a bit of news that came out last week. There was a big announcement from the state of California saying that 15 different film projects were going to get a whole bunch of tax credits from this state program that they have. The Mandalorian and Grogu is in that list, and they are going to have the biggest tax credit that has ever been given out by the state of California. So good for them. But here's the part of the news story that I haven't seen reported. It's not mentioned in the California state government press releases, which why would it be? And it's not actually being reported by any of the Hollywood trades, and maybe, you know, it's just beyond their notice. But the fact of the matter is that to apply for that tax credit, you have to submit a screenplay and you have to submit a production schedule. So what this news means is that there is a completed draft of the screenplay for The Mandalorian and Grogu already, and they have an idea of when they're going to start shooting the movie. Now, I imagine this is considered confidential information, so whatever they sent to the state of California is not going to be public information. Out of the three Hollywood trades, Deadline, The Hollywood Reporter, and Variety, only Deadline is actually making an assumption about what the actual shooting schedule and the crew and cast and background player numbers might be. The official press releases from the state of California give a lump sum number for the amount of people that are going to be employed as a result of these 15 films that are getting tax credits. It's something like more than 2,200 crew members and nearly 600 cast members and nearly 17,000 background people. Deadline is estimating that it's going to be 500 crew members for The Mandalorian and Grogu, that it'll be 54 cast members, and something in the order of 3,500 background players, which just sounds insane and incredible. But their story just calls it an estimate, and they don't give any rationale or explanation for how they're arriving at that estimate. It might simply be just looking at the, you know, films that are getting the tax credits and the reported 21 million that The Mandalorian is getting and just kind of backing into the numbers somehow. There's also a line in the press release that says that the 15 productions getting the tax credit will be shooting for a total of 579 days in California, and Deadline has arrived at 92 days for The Mandalorian as what their allocation of that amount is. So 92 days is, of course, just barely over 3 months. And that seems like not necessarily long enough for a feature film. Feature films tend to go, you know, closer to 5 months, 6 months, something like that. And yet, according to the guidelines for this tax program, It doesn't have to be shot entirely in California. Now, also bizarrely, two of the three California state press releases say that the film is going to be shot entirely in California. One of them does not. There have been a couple of random reports suggesting that there might be some filming done in the UK for The Mandalorian and Grogu, but the guidelines of the tax program say that it has to be a minimum 75% filmed in California. So there's definitely a lot of wiggle room for going outside the state. And they also say that filming for backgrounds and visual effects and action or crowd scenes by second and stunt and visual effects units do not count toward the calculation of that 75% number. Feel like that's getting us into the weeds a little bit. So let's come back up to the idea that there is already a completed script for the Mandalorian and Grogu movie, and that there is a production schedule that exists out there. According to Deadline, they say the 92 days of filming are going to happen, quote, this year, unquote, though that whole tax credit situation, the clock doesn't start running until the production actually starts running, principal photography specifically, so that's a little iffy. And then what this year might mean? Well, California also runs in a fiscal year that starts in July and ends in June 30th, and so this year, quote unquote, might have a couple of different meanings potentially. Now, just to quickly refresh what we've talked about on the show about how working backward from May of 2026, the fine folks at Lucasfilm would have to start principal photography by November or December of this year in order to safely be on the same kind of timeline that The Force Awakens was on. And that means they don't have to have the script finalized until basically the end of June of this year. So just because they submitted a screenplay doesn't necessarily mean it has to be the final draft of the screenplay. So there's a world in which you could interpret this as, oh my gosh, they're kind of fast-tracking The Mandalorian and Grogu. And there's also a world where you can look at it and say, well, yeah, maybe, but maybe they're still on exactly the same timeline that we've been expecting them to be. And then that, of course, leads us to wonder about the situation with season 4 of The Mandalorian. Might it happen? Might it not happen? This does kind of make one a little more pessimistic about the possibilities of it, but there is actually the potential for an answer in another fashion, and we could have that answer in little less than 5 weeks from now on April 8th. So why that date specifically? Well, just like the approval date for film credits was February 26th, the approval date for television tax credits is April 8th of this year. The first part of that application process closed last week, and the second part of the application process closed yesterday, Monday, March 4th, the most commanding day of the year. And we know that Lucasfilm has actually taken advantage of this, or tried to take advantage of this, because Skeleton Crew shows up on the list of productions that had applied for tax credits. So if Mandalorian Season 4 is going to happen, then chances are they're going to apply for tax credits for it. And so far there's been no record of them having done that. So we might find out that something's happening next month. So naturally, we'll keep an eye on that, and if there's no news about season 4 before then we'll talk about it then. And so that's what I've got for you on today's episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, there are three things that you can do that would help more people add this daily dose of Star Wars joy into their lives. One of them is leaving a rating or review on your app of choice if you haven't done that already. Another is sharing the show with other Star Wars friends and fans that you know. That's another way that lets people know that this exists for them. And the third way is to subscribe or like or join or follow or whatever the app of your choice calls it. And you can also help support the production and creation of this Daily Dose of Star Wars Joy. You can find out all about that at patreon.com/SW7X7. Those are the number sevens for both of those sevens. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.